make us SMH and ask questions like WTF. But either way, before we can properly roll out my trio of nominees and then an inductee, we have to call out our proprietor to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with the Big Diesel, Shaquille O'Neal. So first, he had on the air his TNT blowout with Charles Barkley, where he went Kellyanne Conway, and rather than stay on topic and answer questions or offer facts or evidence, just changed the subject to, you know, he won more titles than Barkley, which had nothing to do with anything they were discussing. Then last night, after the Celtics won, they showed a cut of former Patriot quarterback Drew Bledsoe commenting he'd put on a few pounds via the Chuck and Shaq diet. O'Neal then tried to act as though he had no idea who Drew Bledsoe was. Yeah, right. So we're supposed to believe that Shaq, the first pick in the NBA draft in 92, living and working on the East Coast, had no idea who Bledsoe, the top pick in the 93 NFL draft, was. A guy who played in the Super Bowl in January of 97, a game everybody watches. Sorry, big fella. No sale. Your credibility is a little bit shaky to begin with, but you tried to dismiss him because he poked a little fun at you. Weak! Next up, the organizers of the Legends of Hockey Tournament. In what's become an annual ass-kiss-a-thon, it takes place in Sochi, Russia, the site of the 2014 Winter Olympics. You had great former players there, Slava Fetisov, Pavel Bure, and as did recently fairly elected Russian President Vlad Putin. The game is shown on state-run TV. Well, in Russia, not on Fox here in the States. Putin scored 5 goals against an opponent compromised of amateur players, plus a governor and a Putin-supporting billionaire. This takes farce to a new level, and you're not going to believe this. His team won 12-7, though it was a come down for the 65-year-old tyrant who scored 7 goals last year and peaked with 8 in 2015. So let's celebrate dictators who jail innocent opponents and poison those blatant enough to write about it and speak about the evils you perpetrate. But hey, you can skate. I guess humanity will just have to step aside. And lastly, let's roll out a guy who should probably be in anyway, Rafael Palmeiro. You might remember during his appearance on Capitol Hill in March of 2005, he went all Slick Willie Clinton with his direct look into the camera and said, "I want to tell you this, I have never used steroids." Well, just when you think we never have to hear from this clown again, he's announcing a comeback. Seriously. While on the surface, he's joined an independent league team in Texas, the Railroaders. By the way, you can't make this up considering how the Juicers railroaded us all. And at age 53, he's going to join his 28-year-old son, but says his primary goal is getting all the way back to the major leagues. So this clown never denied testing positive, just took the highly credible road of never intentionally took any banned substance, and it was a tainted vitamin shot that caused his failed test. In a bigger stunner, he put the word out and received none. 0 non-roster invites from any major league team this spring. I'm going to go Rafi because I don't want word out there that I said something bad about Putin. I don't need a food taster. So with Palmeiro in, his fellow juicer comes on to close the Crunch Time, now Sports Talk, Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Boom!